And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight. We had her for her full interview on April 22nd, 24th of 2022 and with her first book. But now she's come out with a sequel to The Divine Vintage, and it's, you're going to tell us all about her new book that's set in the great, it's called Divinely Dramatic. We have Sandy Young. Welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
So nice to
Thanks,
see you,
Larry. Sandy. Oh, thanks, Esther. It is great to be back with you, too.
Well, you have now got a sequel. I know when we interviewed you back in your previous interview, you said you would have a sequel. Well, now you can tell us a little bit about it. And what's nice about the flavor of your books, they are local. And even though they are novels and fictional, they have a local air. So tell us about your new sequel here, Divinely Dramatic.
Well, they are. Divinely Dramatic follows Divine Vintage by the series of three of the same name. They're all set in LaPorte County. And in Divinely Dramatic, vintage fashionista Marcy Alexander reluctantly agrees to costume a community theater play at LaPorte Little Theater. But when she goes there, her aura reading ability leads her to a 1966 mystery in the costume loft. Now, meanwhile, the director, Mike Figueroa, he's drawn to, but he's also annoyed by the kooky filling costumer. He just wants her to do an excellent job to thwart his pranking betting buddies. And in the meantime, Marcy's got a persistent ghost, an ailing mom who is urging her to get out of the nest, seek your dream career of art illustration for children's books. So she finds she's got to solve this mystery from the past in order to solve the riddles of her own heart.
Excellent. So, and you have a third one in the series, but LaPorte Little Theater has been the kind of setting for this one. And so tell us about some of your own experience with costuming.
Well, actually, because I have a huge vintage clothing collection and I've done more than 75 shows over the last decades in the region, I costume myself a lot. And I have done a little bit of costuming work as well for some of the productions I've been in, like Count Dracula out at the Dunes was one that I costumed. So I just love, you know, the fashion and the costumes. And so when I was, you know, putting together this series, which is wrapping around vintage fashion and romance and ghostly mystery, well, the costuming just was a natural kind of a secondary book. And then the third one takes place at the Historical Museum in LaPorte. And looks like that one's coming out in May from the Wild Rose Press. That's my my publisher.
Oh, I love that museum. I always feel like there's a ton of stories in there when I walk in there. Everybody's shouting. So, you know, I have two like very funny questions. One is, do you own those rainbow platform shoes? And the other question is, I felt like I was walking into the closet when you were describing her, you know, wrapping up the stuff to sell from Divine Vintage. So was the closet an inspiration for that?
You know, actually, the closet opened after I did the drafts of my first books. I wrote these several years before that, and then I just polished them and edited them and worked over the years to make them much better and got a publisher for them. And then Julia opened in the meantime, and I've sold her some of my collection through the years, and Good News Vintage I've sold to them too. So yes, though, there that is that flair of a vintage shop, which is what Divine Vintage is set in.
So it's over 10 years ago you started the books?
Yes, over 10 years ago. And in the meantime, I wrote a couple of others that are just sitting. And then I've got a historical fiction, a fourth book, set in southern Indiana at the West Baden Mineral Springs Hotel. That's truth-based historical fiction. Ooh. That one I'm polishing and going to go out and try to get an agent, a larger press. So I have been crazy over the past year with writing, getting two books polished and through to publish, and writing another one and doing a ton of book clubs. I would love to zoom in or visit region book clubs. They're the most fun to go in, have people read your book and talk about it with you.
And so you'd be open to doing that, having people do that.
I would love to do that. And I'd like to put in a little plug that my book is now on pre-sale. And if people were to buy it on pre-sale for Amazon, either ebooks or paperbacks, then on opening release day when it comes out, that would be an awesome thing, is to have those sales there. And it sometimes ends up giving authors a number one bestseller banner in one of their like haunted theater or something like that. So, you know, I'm just saying, if anybody's interested in buying the book, that'd be great. Pre-sales.
Now, looking at the cover, is that one of your, I know the cover was designed by another press, but was that one of your costumes or outfits that were on the cover of the book?
It is not. I really would love to find it. It's got these big polka dot patterns. It's because of the 1966 mystery, and I would love to find something like it. I'm actually, you can't see it, but I'm wearing one that's a 1960s, 70s pattern that's got these cool polka dots. And probably when I present, I always wear vintage fashion. So this one I'll probably wear a lot. But if I can find something that is more like that book cover in the purples with the polka dots, because my book covers will all have purple vintage fashions. They will be linked by theme and look.
Aura.
Well, Sandy, we only have about 1 minute left here, so we want to give you a chance to find out all of your work, like your website, contact information, and maybe like how to find you in case they want to have you come out and maybe do either a book signing or a book reading.
Sure. SandraYoungAuthor.com. There are examples of my vintage clothing there, and also links to purchase Divine Vintage, and I'll get Divinely Dramatics up since they're there now. And it would be great. People can reach out through email at the bottom of that site, and I have a newsletter on Substack if somebody wants to just kind of tune into my vintage journey. Appreciate local folks who have been so supportive.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air. That's Sandy Young and her brand new sequel, Divinely Dramatic. Officially releases February 5th, but if you go to Amazon, you can pre-order it and maybe bump it up. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Yeah, it's always fun to see you, Sandy.
Thank you. You too.
A Spotlight Extra. The Chesterton Art Center is pleased to present Changes, a solo exhibit of select journal series weavings by Brianna Bibbs, January 8th through February 29th, with an opening reception on Saturday, January 13th. Art in the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.